At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of August 13th, 2018. The time is now 6 p.m. 2.0. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with the law. Do we have anyone signed up to speak?
No forms have been submitted.
Thank you. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Yes, a couple things. Wanted to note that the reserve at Spring Lakes rezoning that the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended for approval last October was finally approved by City Council last week. There was a couple of postponements and tablings that occurred, so that was officially approved last week. And the 13-acre rezoning that was at Michael Road and School Street from last month was also approved to commercial. That's it.
Okay, thank you. All right, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of July 9th, 2018. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or corrections to the minutes? Okay, seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.0, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve final plat of Estates on Huffsmith, a subdivision of 6.914 acres of land, being a replat of Tract 4, McGraw, Tract 2, a subdivision in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof, recorded under film code number 463122 of the map records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have the report, please?
The only plat on the agenda tonight is Estates on Huffsmith. This is a replat. It's located on the north side of East Huffsmith, and it's just west of Lovett Street. It is currently zoned SF20. Three lots are being created of a total acreage of 6.9137. Here's a copy of the plat that was submitted for review. And staff recommends approval with the following contingencies. Update the area accuracy, provide utility notification letters, add line holder signature block, provide tax certificates, and correct some typos.
Is that all?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any questions or discussion? Is this a replat or is this the final plat?
It is a replat. It was platted as a McGraw tract, and it's being split into three lots of the original 7 acres just for this tract.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
The contingencies on this? Is that lien holder or land holder?
So the line holder? I'm sorry, I think it is lien. Yeah. It's lien holder, okay. Not line holder.
Okay. Let me have that down. Anybody else have any questions or anything? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.2. Consideration to approve zoning case P18-089, request by Renee Rodriguez on behalf of Cherry Ventures LP to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 47.675 acres of land, legally described as tracts 4C, 4C2, 4H, 4K, 4L, and 9A CMP lot. Survey abstract number 6632 within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located on the west side of South Cherry Street, south of Pine Meadows Subdivision, and north of Holdreth Road, from the agricultural and general retail districts to the single family 6 district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Thank you.
Okay, this is an image showing the property outlined in red. As mentioned, it's located on South Cherry Street between Pine Meadows Subdivision and Holdereth Road. It is currently undeveloped. The property is currently zoned ag with a small portion to the south zoned general retail. The majority of the surrounding properties are also zoned agricultural district. There's also commercial, office, and multifamily on the east side of South Cherry Street, and commercial and general retail to the south of the subject site. The comprehensive plan future land use map designates the property as medium density residential. This designation is intended for single family detached residential developments with lot sizes ranging from 6,000 to 20,000 square feet. There is a small portion of the property, about 3.2 acres, that's designated as employment office. But other than that, the request is consistent with the future land use map. Surrounding properties are also designated medium density residential to the north, east, and west, as well as employment office to the south and high density residential, so to the east. There are not many surrounding land uses in the immediate area, as the majority of the properties remain undeveloped right now. There's a couple of large lot residential residences on the west side of South Cherry Street. There's also a business, City Masonry, that opened in 2016. There's an apartment complex, Hometown at Tomball, on the east side of South Cherry Street. Properties to the north, south, and west of the subject site are undeveloped, and just further to the north is Pine Meadows Subdivision. The required public notification for this request was met. We did not receive any public comment forms, and after reviewing the request, city staff does recommend approval as it's consistent with the comprehensive plan, it's in conformance with the future land use map, and it's generally appropriate with the surrounding land uses in the area. There is an applicant here to address the commission.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case? State your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, good evening. My name is Clayton Wysoon, and I am from 10161 FM 529, Belleville, Texas, 77418. And I don't want to take too much from what Amelia said. That's basically what we're here to accomplish today. Big positives to take away from this is that we will be taking some agricultural land and creating some tax base for the district, I mean for the city. We have successfully come before you a couple months ago with the neighboring tract, the 39-acre tract that commission did approve. We plan to go before council next Monday for the second reading, and hopefully I anticipate that'll be approved as well. So the 47 to 39-acre tract would be combined to an 86-acre tract subdivision. Other than that, that's all I really have for you this evening. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you. We'll call you back up. The public hearing on zoning case P18-089 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:08. Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record before you speak.
It's Dennis Vosky. I'm the HOA president of Pine Meadows Subdivision. It's been the same thing with the flooding issue and stuff. That hasn't still been resolved yet on with, I guess, the environmental, with the wildlife situation or wetlands. That still hasn't been resolved. So that's been on hold. So the water, even with the nice Thice project, the water still ends up going out there nowhere. There's nothing to take it. That still hasn't been finished. The traffic and stuff was still a two-lane highway. Old Drift is still a two-lane highway. You know, it's kind of like we're doing everything backwards. You know, you're putting up houses, you want to put up more roofs to collect more taxes, but you don't want to fix the roads. And so I was kind of curious, the lady I was talking to is Graham's relative. She lives on that 47 acres. They don't know anything about this. So it's kind of I'm wondering who's buying this 47 acres, and if all the people that own these land, have they all been notified? All right.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to speak? If so, please state your name and address before you speak. Do you have anybody else?
No one's on the list.
All right. If there are no additional comments, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:09. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P18-089?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any discussion or questions?
With, they're going to be 80-something acres there, correct?
Okay. Do you want to speak to the applicant?
Yeah, just trying
to. Okay.
They're going to be 80 acres there?
Correct. A little over 80 acres, yes, sir.
And you're going to, it's going to be single family six, correct?
Correct.
Do you have a price point of what the house ranges will be at this time?
Right now, they're looking at about a $250,000 range.
So break even for the city?
Is that, I'm not sure what break even is. Is that
well,
break even?
Double check what, mm-hmm. And it takes $250,000 home to.
And that's on the average, I mean.
Taxes. Okay. I asked Craig, and he didn't give me an answer correctly. And I have double checked now with several other people, and it takes at least $250,000 home for the city to break even.
Okay. It just with the area around us, you know, we're right on the edge of Tomball city limits, so we're trying to be competitive with the neighboring mud districts and everything else. So $250,000 keeps us competitive in that market.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, I have one, Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm. So on the, Craig, for the last one, we had talked about the drainage canal. And
right.
Can you kind of give us an update on where the status is of that?
Yes, I've been working with the engineer on this. They're working on the 39 acres and the 47 acres, and they are coming up with an interim condition where they can drain a certain amount of acreage in the interim. However, they will not be able to build out the full 86 acres,
correct.
I believe, until
correct.
That channel is done. They're aware of that. They're just going through the rezoning process mm-hmm. right now. But when they go through all the construction plans, they will not be able to build all this out until the channel is there first.
Okay. Is there, and I know there's a permit that's coming through
the Corps of Engineers.
Right.
Yes, that's
mm-hmm.
what's holding up the channel construction okay. that we're still trying to get.
Okay.
And that's M121?
M121 West.
Yes.
Okay. And what about the roads, the county roads?
The roads are both county roads.
Right.
They will probably require traffic impact analysis to be done with this both of these developments. Mm-hmm. We're going to require one for the 39 acres on the other side for Tice, since that's a city street. Mm-hmm. If there's any auxiliary lanes needed or any improvements needed for those roads, they will determine that at that time of that study's evaluated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Anybody else have any other questions? Okay.
Thank you.
Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 4 votes aye, 1 vote nay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to be recusing myself for the next agenda item.
Yes, sir. We're going to step outside the room. Please note in the minutes that Commissioner Benson has stepped out for 5.3. Okay. 5.3. Consideration to approve zoning case P18-120. Request by Benson Development, LLC, to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 25.7328 acres of land, legally described as Tract 82, Tract 75B, Tract 93, Tract 94A, and 95A, and parts of lots 78 and 79A, use Tomball outlets. Within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located on the south side of East Huffsmith Road between Hospital Road and Lovett Street, from the single family 9 district to the planned development district. Steph, could we have a presentation, please?
Thank you. Okay, this is an image of the subject site. It's multiple properties. It does have access off of East Huffsmith Road as well as Carroll Street. And the subject site is currently undeveloped. The property is currently zoned single family 9 district. There are multiple zoning districts in the area, including single family 20 estate district to the north, single-family 9, single-family 6, and multifamily to the east. To the south, properties are zoned single-family 6 and single-family 9, and properties to the west are single-family 9 and duplex district. The property and properties to the south and west are designated medium-density residential by the future land use map, and properties to the north are designated rural residential, and properties to the east are designated high and medium-density residential. This is an image of the proposed concept plan showing a total of 104 single-family residential lots. I'll let the applicant talk more in detail about this if he wishes. The majority of the surrounding land uses are single-family. There is a wide variety of housing types in this area, including large lot residential, 6 to 9,000 square foot lots, duplexes, multifamily, and a manufactured home park. There's also a church to the south of the subject site and a bed and breakfast to the north on the north side of East Huffsmith Road. The property also runs parallel to a Harris County Flood Control District drainage channel. The proposed plan development district, along with its concept plan and development standards, appear to be compatible with the surrounding residential developments in the area. As mentioned, there is a diverse use of a mixture of residential uses in this area, and the development will add to that variety. The request also meets a number of goals of the comprehensive plan, including a goal of having a wide variety of housing products and establishing open spaces within neighborhoods to encourage more social interactions in the community, the need for a diverse mix of housing styles, densities, price ranges located in appropriate locations, higher density residential developments adjacent to or in close proximity to high residential roadways or public parks. This proposed development will have access to East Huffsmith Road, which is a major arterial, as well as it's about 1 mile away from the city's newest park, Broussard Community Park, which is currently under construction. Another goal is fostering attractive neighborhoods with a strong sense of place by encouraging amenities such as pocket parks. And according to the development restrictions, there will be open space, a park, playground, and possibly a water feature if the detention pond is a wet bottom. This proposed plan development request is consistent, as mentioned, to many goals in the comprehensive plan. We did receive one public comment form in support and one neutral, it seemed, and we do recommend approval as the request meets goals of the comprehensive plan. It's appropriate with the surrounding land uses in the area, it's appropriate with the surrounding zoning districts in the area, and it will provide a housing product, the patio home product, that is not currently offered in Tomball. And a representative for the applicant is here to address the commission.
All right. Thank you. Will the applicant or his representative please come forward to present the case? State your name and address for the record, please.
Thank you. My name's Clint Mann. I live at 2525 Pebble Lodge Lane in Friendswood, Texas.
Could you repeat your name, please?
Clint Mann.
Thank you.
Great summary, Amelia. Thank you very much. I don't have very many more talking points to go through, but it is 25.7 acres. By the way, I'm a partner of Benson Development, and this is our fourth community, potentially, in the city of Tomball, and we're looking forward to investing further into the city. 25.7 acres, we estimate between 104 and 106 lots. Approximately 66 of those will be SF6, 50-foot 6,000 square foot, the SF6 classification, and the rest of them will be the new patio home, 4,000 square foot. We do have two builders for this development tentatively planned. One of them I think everyone will be very familiar with, and we're actually bringing in a new builder to kind of diversify the product in Tomball. I think it'll be very good. In terms of just the engineering kind of talking points we have, the additional Huffsmith right-of-way will be dedicated per the city of Tomball requirements, and then we also will have a utility easement that will also be dedicated along Huffsmith. In terms of the water line, we will be bringing down the water line. It's currently at, I think, Snook Street. We're going to be bringing it down to Grand Junction Section 1 very soon, and we will continue to and bring it all the way down past our property to our property line, I guess, on the west end. We will also bring water in off of Carroll Street. So we'll have two access points off of Carroll and off of Huffsmith, which should, I think, kind of delineate the traffic off of Huffsmith and kind of divide it up a little bit. Stormwater drainage, we will adhere to the Harris County Flood Control District criteria and outfall to the adjacent HCFCD channel. And then and sanitary as well, we're going to connect sanitary off of the existing line on Huffsmith and also Carroll Street. That wraps up my comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The public hearing on zoning case P18-120 is now called to order. Let the record show that the time is now 6:20. Is there anyone who would like here that would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
Good evening, Michael Clark. My home address is 15210 Don Meadows Drive, Houston, Texas, 77068. But I am here as the majority partner or the managing partner of 519 East Huffsmith, Tomball, Texas, 77375, the bed and breakfast known as Maple Creek Bed and Breakfast to the north of subject property. I'm here to request that the city in advance, before approving any such rezoning, receive guarantees or warranties from the developer that all buildings and structures that are developed meet or exceed the city's minimum needs for tax base to support each one of these residences that are built. And I also request that the city does not allow this assessment to be based on inflated land values, or that the developer may claim, you know, my land is worth $100,000 a lot for 4,000 square feet or whatever it is, but it actually be realistic land values and not inflated. I know that the SF6 is the current zone for most of it. Our position is that what's wrong with SF6? But I am curious to know who the actual developers are, if the applicant is bringing in village builders or, you know, very high quality, high end. I have no doubt that they would be able to meet the minimum tax base assessment requirement of the $250,000 that Mr. Dunnigan mentioned just a little bit ago. So my goal is to maintain the value of my significant investment in the property at Maple Creek Bed and Breakfast. The area, my guests, which come from all across the country as well as around the world, enjoy the peace, the quiet, the tranquility that is there, and would like to see that continue and not have a repeat of what we have on Lovett Road. And I guess for those of you who aren't familiar with what's going on Lovett Road, the place is, may as well have third ward or fourth ward put a sign out front, because the activities down that road are, they attract people who like to drag race up and down Huffsmith. Every fire engine and ambulance and police car that goes down Huffsmith takes a right turn onto Lovett Road, because there's something going on down there all the time, and would really like to not have this development turn into another Lovett Road. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? If so, please state your name and address.
Good evening. Stephanie Guzmeri. My current address is 16335 Stable Manor Lane, Cypress, Texas, but I own the corner of Carroll and North Willow. I would agree with the previous speaker's comments, concur completely. I would also like more information about the builders. I would like more information about the minimum square footage and the price on the homes. And I would like more information about the intent of the builder for that intersection of North Willow and Carroll. It's two lanes on two lanes, and I'm on the corner of it, so I'd like to know what exactly is going to happen there. That's it.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to speak? Thank you.
Hi, my name is smiling. I love all of this.
Can you turn? There you go.
Is that better? And we're at 510 East Huffman, so just across the bayou from the development. One of the reasons we've enjoyed 28 years in Tomball is because it is so quiet and tranquil. I feel like we're losing that, and while I appreciate progress, I'm not sure 104 houses is necessary to continue progress. I really think we need to think about this. It will change our life as we know it. My kids are grown, so it's not going to affect my children as much as it will the upcoming generations. I have no doubt these going to build beautiful houses. I have a problem with the amount. I seriously do. And I also have a problem with all that traffic. As it is right now, we have a lot of traffic, as I don't know these other folks, fine folks, but we do have quite a bit of traffic, especially during school, when school is let out. There is a lot of problems already starting. So I wonder what's going to happen to our road. Is it going to be widened? The other issue is we have never had a flood, but it's like 2 inches away every time it's rained. Any more housing or any more development that isn't done with that in mind, it's going to affect us all. I don't care how, you know, well you plan it out. We have another Harvey, and we'll be just like Houston is. I'm kind of concerned we're becoming inner city, frankly, and so that's my view. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Since there are no additional comments, the public hearing is now closed, and the time is now 6:26. Okay, may I have a motion to approve zoning case P18-120?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there any discussion, questions for the applicant, et cetera? I have a question. Can you tell me which drainage ditch is that over there? Is it 118?
It's a Harris County
ditch. Harris County's drainage ditch.
Harris County ditch that runs just on the west side of the property.
It goes into Boggs Gully.
Okay.
It heads north from that point up to Spring Creek. Mm-hmm. It's an improved channel. I'm sure you've seen it.
Right. I know. I just wasn't sure which one it was.
And I don't know how you do this, whether this is correct or not, but the property that you talked about, it was six single family six. That was just changed from single family nine
right
this year, if I remember right. So there's not a house there at this time.
You're talking about the first section?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's not even part of this section, or at least part of it can't be, because there's a house in between them that belonged to them. So it could be touched in the back, but maybe not in the front on the East of Smith.
You're correct. Yes.
Yeah. And so that's 47 houses there and 104. Four going in, so it'd be 150 houses.
Approximately, yeah.
Okay.
Where do you get that? I mean, the plat only says 38 in section 1, 66 in section 2.
And then you got 47 going on 822 East Tough Smith.
It was rezoned about, I don't know, 9-10 months ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ago.
It's next,
but nobody's building on it.
No, they've cleared it. They have to go through the planning session and getting the plats and all that done. Okay. And then it'll come in. It'll come in before this property does.
I gotcha.
And okay. Everything. And again, it's single family six. The builder's never been said who was going to be the builder on any of those properties yet. Because if it's a high-end builder, I wouldn't have a problem with any of it.
Right. Amelia, you said there was a sort of neutral feedback form.
Got an email, and it was we couldn't really decipher whether it was for or against. I think it just had concerns, and then I gave that citizen some additional information, and that's the email that you guys received where he said, mm-hmm. I think he said, I feel much better about it or something. Again, we couldn't really decipher if it was okay. for or against.
Okay. A lot of it has to do with the termination. Because I know I had people calling me, are they going to put apartments in here? And I'd say, no, it's not apartments. A planned development, you can put patio homes. Well, I got this clarified, Craig. No, I don't act like I was an authority. But you can put patio homes, zero lot type homes in there and stuff like that. Again, but to make it go, it's got to be 250,000 $250,000 homes to make it go and be where the city can break even.
Okay.
The city or the developer?
No, the developer's going
to make it. He's going to be fine regardless.
All he's got to do is sell his property, but the city for his taxes.
Right, for taxes, tax rate.
It has to be $250,000.
I see in looking at this, there's an exit on both the north side onto Huffsmith and then onto, it looks like Carroll Street. I can't get the diagram to flip.
That's what the lady was worried about, is the Carroll Street exit.
Yeah. And so how is the traffic going to impact that down on Carroll Street? Because that's only two lanes.
Yeah, and I think that's adequate. I mean, you've got the density of homes to the south already, and that area is developed, that those roads are adequate to handle single-family traffic, yes.
Including another 50 homes?
Yes, I mean, think of it this way. I don't know what percentage are going to go that way, but I would have to guess that the majority of them are going to go out to Huffsmith because they're probably going somewhere else other than down through Old Town Tomball, trying to get to work wherever that is. They're probably going to go right to the arterial. So I wouldn't anticipate a ton more traffic on those adjacent roads.
Well, you can actually get right out there on the Carroll, hit the church there, take the road right by the church, and it takes you straight through 2920.
Yeah, my understanding that's gated much of the time, too.
It is a private one, but I see people using it all day
long. They're
not
supposed to, but they do. I thought it was gated, or they keep it gated sometimes, but yes, people do that.
But a lot of people turn and love it and make the curve around to get on Carroll. That's what's going on today. You'll see 40% turn the people coming from the Woodlands in that area to come through Tomball. That's where they go.
What about the impact of the flooding in that area, or more density on flooding in that area, you know, around where Broussard Park is?
Well, they'll have to meet all of our detention criteria, the county's detention criteria to be exact, because it does drain to their facilities.
Right.
So I don't anticipate, as long as they meet their criteria, any flooding issues.
Okay.
But we look at that with the engineering plans. That's nothing we're looking at that level of detail now, but we have pretty high standards compared to the surrounding area in regards to flooding, so I don't anticipate there being any issues.
And is Huffsmith still at some point going to be widened?
At some point. It's ultimately going to be a five-lane section. Boulevard section. Okay.
But it's not even on the 10 or 20 year plan.
It depends.
No,
I mean, if you see areas where you've got more traffic, more development, that's how they prioritize. I mean, they're in the process of widening, or the design of widening Holdreth Road. So the traffic's intensified down there. So there may be a need here sooner than later. So it depends on
how
this area
develops. Right, because there is a lot of traffic on that road.
Yes.
And that was my biggest concern.
I agree. It needs to be widened.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Mr. Rockmore, you have that look on your face.
I'm making sure I don't have any.
I'm just double checking to make sure we get all our questions answered.
I'm good.
So, all right. No other discussion. Please enter your vote now.
We'll see where you hit abstain on those.
Yep.
Thanks. Yeah. You got it.
Motion fails. 3 votes nay, 1 vote aye, and 1 abstain.
Let him in the door. We need his vote. I'm putting the records that he's rejoined us at 6:35 and a half. Thank you for coming back. Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
I'll make the motion to approve adjournment.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Please enter your votes now.
Motion carries unanimously.
We'll put them up.
We don't need to turn them
off. And the meeting is adjourned. The time is now 6:34. That is the slope. It just flipped to 6:35. So should I make it 6:34 and 24? Okay.
I'm sorry.